Well, we're scrambling right now to get all the information we can, because the issue is, how do we protect veterans? Some 26 million veterans whose names, addresses, and phone numbers, Social Security, may well be out in the marketplace today in a criminal element. That simply cannot be tolerated. And so we're finding everything we can. I'll hold a hearing on this issue with the VA at 10:30 Thursday to get to the bottom of this.
Is there any advice that you're offering to veterans in Idaho?
Well, certainly for all veterans who may be from 75 forward, those are the group from which the names were stolen, there is a 1-800 number that we're getting. There are websites, ours, certainly at the VA committee, along with the veterans' website. Social Security and IRS are right in the middle of this now. We've urged them to get into it. And, of course, the FBI is investigating to make sure that we cover, move quickly. But to all veterans, watch yourselves and your ratings very closely. You'll be knowing within a very short time whether any of your names were misused.
Some have suggested that the government pay for the credit reviews at $10 a pop, 26 million veterans. It's a lot of money. Any thoughts on that?
There are a variety of ways to make available credit reviews. There are companies out there that will do it on contract with the government for a good deal less than $10 per credit review. But we're examining it now, depending on what we find out and what the FBI finds out, in helping veterans facilitate credit reviews at the expense of the government.
Excellent. Thank you.